Hey, what's up, y'all? It's your girl, The One True Love, with City Angels and the Black Goddess Experience, coming to you with Slick Talk Live. I got your girl, T, in the house tonight. I'm so excited that she's joining us today because my baby is a part of the podcast, you say. So I'm going to let her give you today is Wednesday, October 23rd. And we're recording from the car today, actually. So we're going to get into it. I'm going to let her introduce herself real quick. Hold on 1 second.
Hey, listeners. Welcome to our podcast. Excited to be with you tonight. Tonight, we're going to be talking about various topics, especially our city, Detroit. I'm Ebony Tierra, business guru, mortgage guru, wealth guru. So please call in with any questions about any of that. Human service guru. So we're here. I'm here to provide my knowledge as it relates to business management, entertainment, and mortgages.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, the topics that we will be discussing tonight will be economics, Black economics, how we got to get into the community and actually put into effect those things that will help us move forward. You know what I mean? Like, it all starts within us, but what are we doing, you know what I'm saying, personally to help us elevate as a people? You know what I mean? So that's what we'll be discussing a lot of, just like what myself, The One True Love, and Ebony Tierra actually does in our life to contribute to that overall goal. You know what I mean? So you've guys been hearing from me for the past 2 weeks about my holistic health journey and how I'm looking to share that with others as being a practitioner. And I make jewelry and I do natural hair. So I've been kind of, you know, reiterating those things pretty often. So I'm going to go ahead and let Ebony talk first on this topic, so that you can get some insight to, you know, living in an urban area, being in Detroit, a Black young woman in Detroit, you know, generation next. We're between the millennials and the baby boomers. And, you know, right now we're the adults, we're the parents, and we're the ones making it happen. So I'm just let her go ahead and take on that topic.
Okay. Well, as it relates to Detroit economic growth, this is an awesome time for our up-and-coming entrepreneurs, our baby boomers, and business guru. Like, Detroit is that market for entrepreneurship and for creative entrepreneurs. Interestingly, Detroit put in for a fashion district has invested $83 million in the 7 Mile Livernois area. And you're talking about an area that was desolate, you know, except for a few striving business owners. But for the city to put and invest $83 million on 7 Mile of Livernois in the what you would call the hood and turn it into a fashion district, that's major. And not only on the west side of Detroit, you know, the 7 Mile, but also $81 million has just been invested into the east side of Detroit, where GM plants and the factories used to be over in that area. So now you're going to have a vibing east side and west side, not only downtown. So it's just so important for those who want to evolve and want to be in the economic realm to get in where you fit in right now, because what's going to happen is you're going to be locked outside once the business is open. And once the fashion districts and the east side districts and all these districts are open, the prices are going to be way too high for you to even compete. So now is the time. And I just want to encourage, also with the Detroit Land Bank, that's the best way to become a homeowner. You can become a homeowner as low as $1,000. And you're talking about someone who, I've done it. I own a Detroit Land Bank house. So economically, Detroit is it. And it's so sad to see the celebrities like Angela Yee and Hill Harper. And Hill Harper is the I can't remember what Hill Harper does, but okay. TV, but yeah. Oh, they just bought all of them just bought homes in Detroit and invested in business. Hill Harper just bought a home in Boston Edison. Mm.
Okay. So as you can see, they see the potential in the city and the growth of the city. Detroit is very cultural, you know what I mean? Like, we had to make something out of nothing. So it's like we took the time to survive here, you know what I mean? When they pretty much left us with nothing, desolate after the riots, and had to rebuild and find a way. And they took a lot of the debris and made art just to, you know what I'm saying, show like we still here as a city. So, and I think that's getting national news now. We're not the armpit of the nation, as they say. You know, there's a lot of, we're an international port, you know what I mean, for goods being right off of the coast of Canada. So it's like, it's an amazing place to be and so much opportunity. But we also, the people, any people who's native to any region, you know, have to take like the extra oomph to move outside if they want to, but just to take advantage of what's in the city. You usually find yourself staying to your neighborhood or staying to your area, but if you go out into different areas, you'll find there's so much to do all the time. Sometimes it can be overwhelming, but yes, we're smoking on Slick Talk Live. Y'all know we do. So this little cough that I got, I'm not sick. It's a slight smoker's cough. You know what I mean? The ganja. But you know, we're keeping it real. So we're going to take a moment now to hear a word from our sponsors, and we'll be back with you in 1 minute. What's up? Welcome back. We're coming to you live, City Angels. Hey, Black Goddess Experience, your girl, the one true love, and Ebony Tierra in the studio live right now, kicking it to you about, you know, urban economics here in the city of Detroit and ways you can get on and, you know, have investments for future generations to come. You know, during our brief commercial break, we looked and researched and found some actual land bank homes that we're still finding for $1,000, whole houses. And, you know, she's going to kick it to you for a second just to let you know the benefit of investment and understanding how the paperwork processes go and not letting that, you know, make you afraid and not take that leap of faith into owning your own. So here we go with my girl, Ebony Tierra, live.
Okay, guys, as promised, I'm back, and we're going to talk about the land bank homes. The land bank homes are for Detroit residents and for future Detroit residents. If you're not currently living in Detroit and you're listening to this broadcast and you're interested in investing or moving to Detroit, because I'm going to tell you, in the next 10 to 15 years, although you may say, like, that's a long time, if any of you have children or you are 20 and under, that will come so fast, and now is the time to invest because your money will start working for you. The land bank has an auction every week, and the land bank auctions about, you know, 50 to 100, probably even more than that, but for sure 50 to 100 homes for $1,000. You can go on the website and you can actually search through homes that's $1,000. And these are all the auction homes. And what happens is you put your credit card information on with the city of Detroit, and you'll get a login, and you basically just hit purchase once you see what you like. Now, my suggestion, and I do have free seminars that's coming up available. Also, if you are interested in getting a land bank home, I have plenty of contractors that can walk you through this process of becoming a homeowner, cash down, cash all the way, cashed out, where you will owe nothing, no financing. And that's the whole purpose of my program, is to have you become a homeowner clear, cashed out. And it's very, very, very simple. It's pretty, it's just a bag, I'm sure. So,
I want to ask you to let you tell the listeners, let the listeners know, like, how you did it yourself. She was still working with the state of Michigan. She was a, you know, working mom, you know, no different than anyone else. And she took money from her check and saved it up, and then saved up another one and cashed it out. Tell them how you made that decision to be able to be like, what'd you do? You didn't pay your rent for a month or something at your current, the residence you were at, correct?
Well, actually, I just made the decision to move from the location that I was living in. It was time to sign my lease again.
Okay.
And wow. I did not sign a lease. I did not renew the new lease because I, instead of taking that money, I was like, okay, I might as well invest. Because right. you all know, if you're leasing a car and if you're renting, first of all, leasing a car, that right there is the trap. The trap. And I suggest you own some type of car because things happen. And the worst situation is to being is renting a car or leasing a car, and then that car goes down, and now you're without a car, but you still have to pay a car note.
Yeah.
Or better yet, your car being totaled, and you don't have gap insurance. And if you don't have gap insurance, please do not buy a car without purchasing the gap insurance. Gap insurance will protect you if anything happens to your car. What insurance doesn't cover, your gap insurance will take care of. So that's very important.
I had a situation. My first car that I actually purchased through a credit union when I was about 19 years old, it was a Dodge Stratus. And I purchased they require you to have the gap insurance if you're financing with them. So, ironically, I had the car for only a month. It got totaled out. Someone hit me coming out of a liquor store, and the vehicle was totaled out. And thank God I was okay, and my cousins were okay who were with me. But that gap insurance covered the total payment of that car, and I was able to go in, like, that following Monday and pick out another car from the dealership. You know what I mean? So, that was an awesome thing to have at that time. But moving forward, I don't say things always be the same. I just had a car repo currently because I was buying it with the car note, and the battery or something went out. Something went out to where I had to fix it, spend some hundreds to get it fixed, and that put me back a car payment. So then I was behind paying my car note, and eventually my sons got sick back and forth, you know, earlier this year. My younger son was battling with pneumonia in both his lungs, so we were basically living at the hospital for 2 months. And once about March, my car got repoed. So, you know, that doesn't mean you have to stay down. That doesn't mean you can't come up out of that. That's just another hurdle you will be jumping over regarding that. And yeah, owning your car outright, owning your house outright, owning all your assets outright is the thing to do. You know what I'm saying? You get caught up in that credit game, and it's like a web that's unsolvable sometimes, but you live and you learn, you know. So we're gonna take another moment here to hear a word from our sponsors, and we'll be back at you live in about a minute. Talk to you in a minute for sure. Make sure y'all tune back in. Don't leave. Let's just stay here. All right. What's up, y'all? Welcome back. So we're going to get into another topic that we want to discuss that we found during our brief break there about always the pad company or the sanitary napkin or the, you know, the period company taking off women from their packaging because of transgender people requesting this to be more of a, you know what I mean, universal thing. But that's, the period isn't a universal thing. Like, that's exclusive to women. But I just learned some other stuff regarding that and how men use it. But Eb, chime in on this and tell, what the hell?
Yeah, that right there. I mean, I'm for the whole LGBTQ world. I support you. I love you all. No diss. But, I mean, the period thing, like, I have some transgender friends, and I know they use pads. I just don't know what it's for, and that's not my business. But, I mean, to take it off is like, I'm biased. I feel like I don't care, but I care, because it's like, can we have something?
I know, right? God,
can we have something?
Damn.
And it's like so unfortunate, because it's like, we can't even, like, you're in the bathroom with us, a whole men
right.
are in the bathroom with ladies. So if you decide to just flip or whatever you decide to do this day, it just makes me uncomfortable and knowing that you can just unravel and do whatever you got to do in the bathroom with me because this is how you feeling today or this
right.
is what your, whatever your situation is. It's just like,
it's crazy.
Oh man, the world
it's
that
the world we live
in
today. And all of the suggestive things that they're putting on our kids. We just heard a mother crying out because her son was being molested by somebody she trusted and knew and held very close and dear to her. And he got dismissed. His case got dismissed. It was no repercussion for what he had done to this little boy. And it's so sad because I have sons of my own. Ebony, she got a son. You know what I mean? It's just hard to raise kids nowadays. It's so many different things to drive you crazy. I'm going to tell y'all, tap into the system and go get that crazy money. Since they want to drive y'all the fuck crazy, go file that you crazy and get some money or something for it. Because the world is just really just trying to... And don't feed into it. I know it's all seemingly fucked up and it's like, you know, where does it end? Where do you turn? How do you get relief? Don't focus on it. As fucked up as it is and how we can talk about it and try to help as much as we can by getting the word out and trying to make your kids more aware and taking boxing classes to, you know, let them know that's not right or whatever we have to do to help. But as a mother, you know what I'm saying? I'm speaking from a mother's perspective. Like, again, no diss to nobody, but I'm speaking strictly from, you know, that who I am. You know what I'm saying? In my existence and perspective here in this matrix thing we call the world. But, you know, we just had to continue to press forward. But that's why you will find, like, I engage in a lot of creative things. You know what I'm saying? To keep my mind focused on building and not tearing down. And just, like, intending and, you know, the whole holistic. Yes, so it's important that we incorporate those things that we learn, like, for ancient times that help us survive in, you know, which when they use the things that the methods, life wasn't as stressful, you know what I'm saying? It was, they had its own level of stress, but the level of stress that we deal with now, they like, our brains are restructuring, you know what I mean? And body organs and everything is affected by your perspective of stress, because it's a perspective thing, you know what I mean? So y'all, it's so much, you know what I mean? Like, you gotta tap in, you gotta tune in, you gotta tune into self, you know what I mean? Teach your kids tune into self, and just, we out here with it, we in war. Yeah, it was soul war. But y'all stay up, you know what I'm saying? But we gonna go ahead and close out this evening's recording. And I'm gonna ahead and let my girl Ebony Tierra reiterate the things that she discussed today and let y'all know about an upcoming event she has going on and give you her contact information. And then I'm gonna come back with you live with some events I got coming up as well. So here you go, babe.
So as I stated, Detroit economically is on the move. If you are thinking, if you have an extra $2,000, that can get you a house with electricity cut on, like rolling, you know. So you have to start thinking and looking into investments. I am going to have a host a free seminar. You'll be able to attend this seminar online October the 29th. Please save the date. You can check me out on IG, Ebony Tierra 1. I'll be posting the link to the free program. And stay posted.
Okay, for sure. So, like she said, what was that contact info again? What's your Instagram?
Ebony Tierra 1.
Okay. And then, do you have a Facebook?
Ebony Tierra.
Okay, Ebony Tierra on Facebook, guys. And then you guys can DM her or inbox her on any one of those platforms. And yeah, so here we go. So let's see. I got a few things coming up. My birthday is this weekend. Duh. It's on Saturday, October the 26th. So I'll be hanging out at the Truck or Treat costume party at Mix Fridays. They have tickets free before 11:30 with Taylor May. Yes, Taylor May. Shout out to DJ Taylor May. We coming through live to celebrate with you on Friday night. They have Eventbrite tickets available that are free before 11:30. So if you come on or go online to Eventbrite, you can register for some free tickets. And they only have 100 available, and I grabbed a few. So you guys might want to go ahead and do that if you're planning on coming. Again, that's Friday, October the 25th, and it's from 9 to 2. And the address is 641 Bobian Street. That's Detroit, Michigan, 48226. And then on Saturday, my actual birthday, October 26th, I'll be attending the I Am Scared of Detroit comedy show. And for all you who know, I'm a comedian, so we'll be having, Kari Frazier of Detroit is Different is putting on this event. And Coco Foolish, Josh Adams will be hosting, Martini Harris, and Jason of the Jason Experience will be performing live at the Andy Arts Center. And that's at 3000 Finkel, Detroit, Michigan, 48238. You can pick up your tickets online at detefest.com. It's $20 advance tickets and it's $25 at the door. And then lastly for this weekend, on Sunday, I'll be attending or actually holding crystal healing sessions and vending waste beads at the Holistic Health and Beauty Spa Day at the Halo House. That again is Sunday, October the 27th from 2 to 7 p.m. at the Wood Creek Pavilion. Okay. And that's 30800 Northwestern Highway, Farmington Hills, Michigan. Okay. And the flyer states to don't cheat yourself, treat yourself to Aqua Chi Foot Detox Baths, Yoni V Steams, Herbal body wraps, chakra balancing sessions, and more. To RSVP, please contact 248-781-0087 or go online to info@halohousehealth.com. Again, that's info@halohousehealth.com. Or, I'm sorry, that was the email address. The actual website is www.halohouseofhealth.com. Okay, guys. So we're going to wrap it up for tonight. I'm your girl, The One True Love. As per always, you can find me on Instagram at The One True Love. That's spelled completely out. And we also have a City Girls page. I'm sorry, City Angels BCBGX. Lord, give me the stress. Black Goddess Experience. So again, that's City Angels, CITYANGELS, BGX. You can follow us on Instagram. Keep live with any updates, any vendors that are interested in promoting any events or anything they have going on. We do. We have advertising packages where you can get online mentioning on our post for $25 a week. We can mention you in our podcast for $50 a week, or you can actually send us in a 15-second audio commercial of yours, and that we'll run that on our podcast for $150 a week. So if you're interested, give me a call or inbox me at one of our social media pages. And our email address is also cityangelsbgx@gmail.com. Any further questions or anything, feel free to write in here on Anchor. We're now up and running on all podcast platforms, including but not limited to Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and many more. So check us out. Search City Angels BGX. Slick Talk Live. Okay, this is our third episode. Today is Wednesday, October the 23rd, 2019, and We're out. Tell them goodbye, girl.
All right, y'all. See you next time. Next Wednesday. What's today? Wednesday, right?
Yeah, that's okay. Right.
Next Wednesday, same time, same place.
Next Wednesday, same time, same place. Peace.